with SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Israel ordering of about 100,000 Palestinians to begin evacuating from the southern city of Rafah has apparently had an effect on ceasefire talks.
Just hours after Israel ordered the evacuation, Hamas announced it has accepted an Egyptian-Qatari proposal for a ceasefire. Hamas issued a statement saying its leader, Ismail Haniyeh, had delivered the news in a phone call with Qatar's prime minister and Egypt's intelligence minister. The two Middle Eastern nations have been mediating months of talks between Israel and Hamas.
Correspondent Jeremy House, details of the proposal have not yet been released. Columbia University canceling its university-wide commencement ceremony following weeks of anti-Semitic protests, but will hold smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next. Officials at the Ivy League school in New York City said in a statement that it was going to forego the university-wide ceremony that is scheduled for May 15th. Also at SRNNews.com, the tough economy is especially hard on children with an incarcerated parent. Heather Rice Minus, the CEO of the nonprofit Prison Fellowship, says household income drops by about 25% when a parent is in prison. Her organization is seeking donations to send at-risk kids for a week this summer at Angel Tree camps around the country.
These kids are especially feeling the pinch in these times. And for your listeners to step forward and be part of saying, we want to make sure you never follow in your parents' footsteps and end up in prison. We want to make sure you never need a second chance, and we want to invest in your first chance.
More information on Angel Tree camps is available on the website srnnews.com. The Dow had 156 points. Now the NASDAQ up 139. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church makes it official.
After decades of tiptoeing to the left, the denomination has taken the final plunge, formally legalizing gay marriage and the ordination of homosexuals. In fact, the UMC had been allowing both practices and ignoring its own book of discipline for years, prompting thousands of conservative congregations to quit. But the fig leaf was finally discarded at the just-completed General Conference, and the book has been changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed an executive order stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools. The state is the latest to challenge the Biden administration's effort to shoehorn transgenderism into the historic Title IX civil rights legislation that was passed by Congress in 1964. This is SRN News. U.S. Marines and their Filipino counterparts have staged joint combat drills on the Philippines' northernmost island along the strategic Bashi Channel off southern Taiwan, a flashpoint in the Washington-Beijing military rivalry. The maneuvers part of annual military exercises. Chad, said to become the first of Africa's current junta-led states to move to democratic rule with Monday's presidential vote.
Despite an initial promise not to run in the next election, transitional leader Mahamat Debi is among the 10 candidates vying to be president. Some members of the opposition and civil society have called for a boycott of the polls, saying the process has been organized to solidify his stay in power. The results are expected to be released by the 21st of May. But a second round could be held in June if there's no clear winner in the first round.
That's BBC correspondent Paul Injai. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.